almost have had money on that going 13-11, 13-12 that match, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it was looking that way from the start. None of us could really get away from each other. I think two frames was the most it got to. And then as soon as somebody got to two frames, they came back right away. So, I mean, this afternoon's session was pretty good. I thought it was a high standard. Normally at the Crucible, late on in the match, you expect a twitch somewhere from somebody, but it never happened. There was times I thought, well, Ali might miss this. It's kind of a live in each, that kind of, but never really missed anything. And luckily, I never missed much myself.
Bit of emotion, mate. Obviously, it's meant a lot to you.
Yeah, it's hard not to. I mean, if you're sitting there and you think it's going 12 each, and you've potted a blue and a red goes in, and you think you're probably going to lose, that's just kind of negative thoughts go through your head. And when you're 50 odd behind, it's hard not to show emotion like that. I think if I'd cleared up and landed perfect in the black, I probably wouldn't have done it as much. But it was a horrible black, yeah. So it was just a massive relief.
You looked concerned, mate.
Yeah, but I played okay. I played well today. The first session I played terrible. However, I managed to win it. 5-3 was unbelievable. I mean, Ali will be gutted. I know he's got to be gutted, because personally I think he queued better than me. Even though I played okay, but I stole so many frames. Yeah. I mean, I must have won like 5 in the black. All be clearances. I mean, it's got to be a part of it. But you don't practice with John Higgins over all these years and don't learn how to do that. He's a machine at doing it. So, I was quite happy tactically. A lot of the frames that I was maybe like 40 or 50 down with red safe, and he would look massive odds on you win it, but I managed to get the balls out and then clear up, same as that frame there. So I was really happy to hold myself together.
It was quite an important last frame last night, wasn't it, Graham? You sort of 8-7 to
yeah,
to get
I thought I'd done
overnight.
I thought I'd done really, really well last night, because he just bombarded me with breaks, and I mean, I really was using all my experience just to try and know that I was still involved in the game. From 6-4 up, I was 8-6 down, and he's done back-to-back turns. But the last frame was good. Another clearance when I never looked like winning it, to steal it to go 8-each, which was a massive relief to me.
Looking ahead to the next round?
Oh, it's going to be a phenomenally hard game. You can tell he's just free-rolling here. He just looks as if he's really, really enjoying it. But he's no battle scars, that's why he's enjoying it. I mean, I could remember being here really enjoying it, but give him another 5 or 6 years and he'll know about that. But he's a phenomenal talent, and he goes for everything, he pots everything, and I'll certainly need to play really well to beat him.
You're surprised by how well he has played here this
Not
year.
Really, no. I think we've all known how good he is. He's a phenomenal talent, and it's just surprised me that it's took him so long to show it. But obviously he's won in China and he's came here, and he never looks as if he's going to miss anything, so it's not a surprise the players, but it's maybe surprised you guys a bit more, but we know how good he was.
Bit of a clash of styles possibly in the next match. He's a very quick player on the table, isn't he?
I wouldn't say that. I mean, I think we'll have a good go at who's going to have the quickest shot time. I don't think I'm not a million miles behind. I think I was like 21 seconds or, but I don't know what you guys think. I'm a cliff flipper, but it'll be a good game. It'll be an attacking game. I'd certainly rather play Judd, because it'll be a really good game to play in than play somebody that's slow and negative and tactical, so hopefully it won't go that way.
Cheers, mate.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well done.
Thanks.